What, is that you guys? Where's that coming from?
That's the red button.
Okay. My gosh. Before that, we heard new stuff from Dreadful. That was his complete and utter rearrangement of Bob Dylan's Lay Lady Lay, which you may have been able to decipher a smidge if you were really, really paying attention to the words in there. But prior to that, we had a live set from Bone Zone, and they are currently seated across from me. Thank you, gentlemen, for playing this evening.
Thank you.
Would you like to introduce yourselves to everyone out in Radioland? And I guess we're introducing ourselves to everyone out in Internet Land, too, as well.
All right.
What?
Matt.
Lone Wolf.
Danny.
AJ.
Excellent. Now, you guys are broadcasting this over the Internet at the moment?
I believe that we're narrowcasting it.
Okay. What the heck does that mean?
If you'd like to get technical.
Well, the Wikipedia definition would be there's not too many people watching.
Okay. But so lots of people
could
watch.
There's a very vital niche.
But they could be watching.
Yeah, it's our $1,001. That's okay. A famous blog post reference.
Okay. I got it. So
got now, like 10 more of those.
All right. So why don't you guys explain what on earth it is you guys actually did this evening and how you do this regularly?
Well, we're not so into the cover scene. So we like really into our own music, right. Doing our own songs.
Yeah, we like how our own songs are going, so we just kind of play our own songs.
That seems simple enough.
Yeah, I mean, we got something good. It's unique. It's kind of neat. I think people are going to like it, you know?
Now, how did you come to be integrating all these interesting electronic elements with the band thing? Because that's not something that is easy to pull off without sounding like Linkin Park.
I'm not sure that we don't sound like Linkin Park yet. I mean...
You don't have a rapper.
There's no rapper, but on the tape, Matt scratches a record.
Okay.
So, I mean, take it for what you will.
Look at the way we're dressed, too.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah.
Like rappers.
Yeah.
Like the goth guy, the rapper guy, the heavy metal guy, and the emotional rock guy.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
So I guess the question should be, why aren't you guys superstars?
That is a huge question.
We're on our way.
I'm kind of in charge of the PR for the band, and I'm surprised. I'm not getting a lot of, I guess, bites, because we're throwing the bait out there a lot. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
narrow casting.
Lots of chum.
Yeah, a lot of chum. A lot of earthworms. Different kinds of things that fit on a hook. But, man, I mean, fish just ain't biting. And I'm talking about big fish, like spin fish, rolling stone fish.
There's one problem I can kind of see.
One problem?
Yeah, problem. Reason they might not bite.
That you don't look good in the prom dress?
That, and they can't make any money off of us.
Ah, that's true.
That's one little
hitch. We actually have, right now, I'll let Dan get into it, but we have developed a business model that's the only sustainable business model in music.
Would you please elaborate? Sorry, that's my tongue not functioning.
The BBM.
The BBM? How does the BBM work? Please.
It's called the Backwards Business Model.
Okay.
Everything we do is free. Everything we make is free. Nothing that we make can ever be sold by anybody, us or a record label or a company or another band or anybody.
Or an individual who wants to sell it on eBay?
Right. Well, a different way to say it is, over the years, Lone Wolf has been teaching us a lot about the internet and about music on the internet. And everything, and he explained to us how the internet is really screwing things up for record labels, because now nobody has to go out and buy a CD because they get all their music from the internet. So we said, okay, that's really cool. Let's go one step backward, and not only do you get all the music for free on the internet, we'll work really hard on making a thing you can hold in your hand, and we'll spend all our money and most of our time and do... You know.
Keep the losing streak going.
Yeah.
My whole life's been about losing money all the time. That's all I do. So
we get way stupider than...
So you're sort of embracing the loss concept.
Well, from the outset, I mean, we had an end goal.
Yeah.
And so we keep meeting our marks every quarter on how much money we're not going to make. So we have a very successful portfolio that we share with people, like we were talking about the chum earlier.
If you don't lose enough money, is there something that you do as a band to try to make sure that you lose enough during any individual quarter?
It's never been a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, we've made all our marks.
Second quarter just ended in July, as some of you know. and record losses. Third quarter looks to be pretty exceptional.
Are you aiming? Do you have even greater plans for losses during this third quarter? Than
oh, you don't even know.
Keep an eye out.
You can't even see the pie chart.
Yeah, my checking account trembles at the thought. Just
yeah.
And I get even more credit card offers than ever. This is in this really tight relationship.
You know, the more you spend, the more they want to give you money to spend.
Yeah, the BBM leads to more CCs. It's just 1-2 punch.
It's magical. If only you could get them in other people's names, and then it would be even more
well,
ideal.
Well.
Wait a second. Did I just say that on the... Oh, man, now we're in trouble. All right, so what's on tap for Bone Zone? Do you guys have any live performances planned that people who may have been interested in your performance this evening could see you?
We don't.
Gotta keep your ear to the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. There is a low rumble.
But.
There might be something going on.
All right.
Yeah.
Can't really advertise.
We should shout out the people that are checking in on copheaven.com right now, too.
Yeah, copheaven.com. People are live chatting it up.
Is that where they can see you guys through that little camera thing? Or
they can indeed.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, is that the place for people who want to find out more about Bone Zone, or what does Cop Heaven provide for them, or where?
Cop Heaven provides.
Yeah.
Cop Heaven provides. Dan, tell us a little bit about Cop Heaven.
Cop Heaven's probably the second ruling principle of my life behind BBM. Cop Heaven is basically, you know, what I'm living 24/7.
Okay.
We're all in Cop Heaven, even if we don't know it. So, copheaven.com is just kind of the internet manifestation of that. People go on. It's a great tool for us. We use it for our various agendas. And in the future, we're going to use it some more. We got a lot of things I can't talk about them.
But, Cop Heaven's a tool for us. We use it for lots of stuff.
Sounds perfect.
I'm not going to tell you about it.
Yeah, okay. For people that want to maximize and increase, it's the kind of thing that you would do.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of potential for maximization.
Gotcha. I'll tell you where you can't find out about us. Rupert Murdoch's base.
Does the band have a website that we can share with the populace here?
You can find some information.
Mm-hmm. DJ Google has a lot of our records.
Okay.
So there's a lot of ways to get through there. Some of the newer search engines, not as much, but...
There's some stuff on Blip TV, I think, right?
All right.
Yeah, tune in.
Look around.
Coolness. Well, thank you guys very much for coming down this evening and rocking the airwaves.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Indeed. We've got a live performance for you next week from Cloud, so check that out.
Yeah.
And it's August come then, so enjoy your last few days of July. And we're gonna step out with new stuff for you from Daniel Stripe Tiger from the new record. The record's called Capital Cities. This is sort of a title track. It's called Flags and Capital Cities. Here's Daniel Stripe Tiger on Pipeline.
Yeah,
Spocky!